currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. The city hosted four public sessions for Kirkland businesses and residents to discuss their neighborhood plans in relation to the Kirkland Comprehensive Plan. As part of the Growth Management Act, the city is required to update its comprehensive plan every 8 years. The city is making sure neighborhood voices are heard during this process. Amongst the 250 people in attendance, common themes included traffic congestion in relation to the city's growth, protective environmental efforts, and more concentrated growth in business districts to complement residential areas. Eric Shields, Director of Planning, said that these four sessions were not the end of the neighborhood planning process, rather a process that has just begun. The next step is to evaluate planning session feedback and to continue incorporating businesses and neighborhoods' needs into neighborhood plans. A second series of meetings will be held in May or June, where city staff will report results and recommendations from the planning sessions and come one step closer to presenting neighborhood updates to City Council. Business and neighborhood members are strongly encouraged to attend this second series. To learn more about the Comprehensive Plan update, visit www.kirklandwa.gov/kirkland2035 and join the conversation at ideasforum.kirklandwa.gov. What comes to mind when you think of engineering? Computers? Measurements? What about Legos? Mojana Mahdi is on site with the first of Currently Kirkland's featured curriculum series.
I'm here at Playwell Technologies, an interactive academy that teaches basic engineering principles with a few Legos and a lot of imagination. Here's Director Brandon Jones to tell us more.
Playwell Technologies started in 1997 with the idea of teaching engineering to kids, because we find that kids learn best through play. And what better way to play than to play with some Legos?
It's not all fun and games, however. Students are challenged to learn engineering concepts by experimenting with these concepts for themselves.
Here, they get to think about it in a different way by exploring it on their own. They play with it, they discover it, they learn through failure, which we encourage. We want them to fail, so they learn about what it means and how to make it better. That's what engineering is taking something that doesn't work and improving it and making it a lot better.
Why engineering, you might ask?
It's one thing that's just, it's universal. Everybody needs it, everybody uses it. It's in everything we touch and do and handle every day. New technologies coming out, new jobs that aren't even out there in the market yet. These kids are getting trained in those skills so they know how to work with stuff and make it happen.
Engineering is used every day, from simple objects like the wheel to more complex ones like cars, all of which students learn with this curriculum.
We talk about the six simple machines of the world: the wedge, the lever, the screw, the wheel, the pulley, and the inclined plane. I talk about how those work, how you can combine simple machines into complex machines to make everything that we work with. And the kids do that. They build these simple machines and then they expand on them and make them bigger and better to create new ideas.
While Playwell Technologies has been teaching science and technology for 17 years now, neighboring schools have integrated this type of curriculum to keep up with a rapidly growing industry.
Personally, my son's in high school. He's learning the same type of things in high school at a STEM program that I'm teaching to kindergartners. They're learning it on different levels: gears, torque, meshing, speed, but they're learning the same things. We're excited that the schools are doing it now so the kids can get that.
When we visited the activity center located in the Totem Lake Business District, we saw cars moving, kids typing, and lots of learning. What was going on?
Today we're working on a junior robotics curriculum for ages 7, 8, and 9. We're working with the Lego We Do system, where we teach the kids about programming and programming concepts by building Lego machines and then programming them on the computers to actually mechanize the machines that they're working with. Now, does it fit into the direction block, or do we need to have a weight block in there first?
Weight block.
Where's our weight block?
No, it's not a problem.
Playwell Technologies is just one of the many exciting academic programs Kirkland has to offer. Watch future episodes to discover more innovative learning strategies happening around the city.
Kirkland welcomes a new art gallery. In partnership with Northwest Cellars, Ryan James Fine Arts hosted the grand opening of Vision Photography at the Second Thursday Art and Wine Walk. Focusing exclusively on landscape images, Vision Photography is located within Ryan James Fine Arts. Ryan James Fine Arts is not the only gallery with engaging events. Howard Manville Gallery and Park Lane Gallery host walks on the second Friday of the month, and Kirkland Arts Center hosts monthly events and classes. Here are some sights and sounds from the Thursday and Friday art walks. Visit www.explorekirkland.com for all things art. Another way to explore Kirkland is the third annual Kirkland Shamrock Run. Get in the St. Patrick's Day spirit and either participate or watch. There will be a lot of green to be seen. Beginning in Marina Park, the race will take place on Saturday, March 15th at 9 a.m. The Shamrock Run welcomes runners, walkers, leashed dogs, and even strollers. Costumes are strongly encouraged. Visit www.kirklandshamrockrun.com for race details. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.